Okay, we are ready to go here. Tip-off just moments away here to potentially wrap up the Trident tip-off here in Sandpoint, Alaska. If Sandpoint takes down the Harpooners in this matchup, they will be crowned champions of the tip-off of the Trident tip-off here. If the Harpooners are able to take down the Eagles, there's a possibility for a three-way tie. So that game will be decided tomorrow, and it can come down to points.
Yep.
And that game will be the Point Hope Tigigak Harpooners versus the King Cove T-Jacks at 10:30. That could either be the second and third place game, or it could wind up being the championship game if the Harpooners are able to take care of business tonight against Sandpoint. So their fate is in their hands. Okay, here we go. That's Smith and... I need the names there. Okay. We have... I got them, Scott. So we have Smith with the tip, and it was won by Tigigak. 12, that's Lane with the ball, setting a pace here. We have a 3-2 zone offense by the Eagles to open up the game. Over the hands of Lane. He goes up for a shot, no good. Gets the zone rebound. Lane with the shot attempt, no good. Rebounded by Ortega. Mack with the ball now, bringing it up. Surveying the floor, swings it over to Webster. Heavy pressure there. Oh, off a ceiling obstruction there, and there's a turnover in favor of the Harpooners. Both these teams are pretty quick, Elena. We'll see what they're able to do offensively and defensively here as the Harpooners bring the ball up. And it will be number 12, Bravo, with the ball. And over to Gunderson to Mack. Mack bringing the ball up quickly. And there's a foul called. That's a foul on Kalixon Kirk. That will be his first of the game. Fouling was an issue for both teams. There were 10 apiece in the first half. We'll see if the teams can control their pace here as Ortega is no good from three-point land. Touched nothing. Lane brings the ball up. Casadas fakes. Fakes again. Guarded by Mack. And Raynell nails him with a traveling violation. Yeah, what do you think of the three refs there, Elena? They have a huge impact on the game when there are those three refs like that.
Yes, they do. In the last game, everything was called, even the slightest little thing.
That's right. Yep, those refs, they won't miss anything if there's three of them, so no contact will be allowed by these teams. The refs have Hawkeyes all over the floor. Ortega with the ball. He's double-teamed. Slipped into a trap there. And Ortega did wind up being able to repossess the ball as Tigigak tipped it out of bounds. Mack with the ball, dribbling hard. Over to Smith. He had a huge impact on last night's game as well. Ortega open for a look. I think there were some hands on that ball because that's Ortega's second air ball of the night here early. 6:26 here remaining in the first. And it will be Harpooner's ball. 12, that's Cannon bringing the ball up, and then to Lane. Lane now trying to get to the middle. He does, takes the layup, and that's what they were doing yesterday, Elena. If they continue to do that, it might be a long night for Sandpoint. Mack now with it. Now he penetrates the middle, pulls up. No good off the back iron. Rebounded by Lane as he looks to turn some transition offense, but picks it up just past half court. Lane guarded by Webster, over to Zroilik, who had a monster game last night for the Harpooners. Over to, back to number 22 there. A little bit of contact, but ref Joe says it was all ball there on the clean block there by Smith. So the block went out of bounds there on Smith, so ball will be retained by the Harpooners to Zroilik to bring it in. Quick little inbound play by Point Hope. Tries to drive it in. Little miscommunication there between Tuzroilik and Cannon. Mack now with it. Fakes. Gets it to Ortega. Ortega guarded by Cannon. Tightly. Still tight defense by Point Hope. Same system as yesterday. Ortega fighting on the sideline. And he turns it over. Casadas benefiting from the mistake by Webster as he brings the ball up and sets up the offense. More penetration from the middle, and that's the second bucket there for number 24, Al Lane.
That's 4 points for him now.
Yep, that's 4 points for Lane, and that's he has all the buckets thus far for Point Hope. And they are all coming straight from the middle, Elena. They need to shut down that middle lane.
Yes, they do. If the key is open, it's over.
That's right. Yes, that's the first rule we teach here. And Smith put up a long three. It was no good. Oh, did you see that monster block there, Elena? What do you think?
Carl Smith has great hands. He's getting lots of blocks, and he usually gets a tip ball, too.
That's right, yeah. Smith, if he's on defensively, he's their biggest height mismatch for Sandpoint as he smacked that one into the wall. Now Casada, captain of the Tigagac, Point Hope, Harpooners. More penetration to the middle, that time shut down by Ortega. Trying to challenge Smith, and that time that was Kirk getting Smith into the air and able to get around him for an easy bucket. So Point Hope not working hard for their baskets here early, and Sandpoint having trouble buying anything that's worthy of an easy shot. Lane now with it. A six-point lead for Point Hope, and Mac got a little too much hand on that one, Elena.
Yes, he did. That's why Joel Calvert called the foul, and Mario Casadas is sent to the free throw line.
That's right, and that'll be Mac's first foul of the game. No foul trouble here yet early, as Mac just has one for Sandpoint, and Kirk has one for Point Hope. Oh, look at that. Did you see that, Elena? Casadas just silenced the crowd with that made free throw. So he's trying to get into the head of the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Point Hope, a very good free throw shooting team. They were lights out from the line last night against Sandpoint. And as Casadas sends up a shush sign up to the crowd again as he nets both of his free throws. Mac now with it. Sandpoint looking for their first bucket. Mac distributing the ball, as he often does, and a foul is called. Looks like that one will be on Roy Tzroylik of Point Hope. Yep, with the body there, says Calver. And that will be his first. So, 6 point or 8 point lead now here for Point Hope after the made free throws by Casadas. And Sandpoint still hanging up a goose egg. But that shouldn't intimidate them one bit, as they were down big last night as well and came back to win. Mac dishing it over to Ortega, him trying to find his stroke, but he is just not on it so far here tonight, folks. Off to a slow start is Ortega. Nice defense. They shut down that middle lane.
Rebound.
Who got that own rebound there, Elena?
The name is Jalen Cannon. Little tiny dude on the floor, but great player.
Yeah, number 12 there, Jalen Cannon. Yeah, my assistant there, my point guard, Elena Mack, nailed that one. Worked hard to get his offensive rebound, but must have been tipped out. As it went back to Sandpoint, and Mac says, I'll do it all myself, as he hits a beautiful 18-foot jumper, good for two, as it rattled in, and those are his first 2 points of the game, and finally gets Sandpoint on the board. Cannon dishes it over to Kauna. Now Cannon in the baseline, over back to Kauna, number 20, down to Lane. Over Smith, that's tough pickings right there over Smith. He stands at about 6'4". Over to Ortega, trying to get started, and that time he's blocked. Joe Ortega does not look like himself here early, Elena.
No, he does not. Last night in the game, he was great offensively, hit a lot of threes, which gave Sandpoint their confidence back to win the game.
Yeah, and he is struggling here. He's 0 for 4 from the field, as Sandpoint's trying to pick it up with defense.
Great
stolen
defense.
There by Ryder. And a nice layup there by Mack. He's got his fourth point of the game. Great defense there, Elena. Oh, boy. Yep. We have some kids running around the sideline. That's dangerous, especially with this fast-paced men's game here we have. As Casadas gets in, banks it in for two. Nice drive there from Casadas as he nets his second field goal of the game. He now has four. Mac driving baseline going left as he sends a cross-court pass to Smith, trying to find him open for three, as Smith was a huge factor last night in Sandpoint's win also. Oh, a very silly pass there from Anthony Webster, as that one was almost picked off. He got it back himself and tried for three. No good. Rebounded by Point Hope. Over to Kona. He nailed.
20
for three there. That's That's Kahuna, I think, right, Elena?
Yep, that is.
That's his first three of the game, and that's a huge part of Point Hope's offense as they nail their first three of the game. Yeah, if they got going there from three-point land, Elena, that's trouble for Sandpoint.
Yes, indeed it is. They are a great shooting team, especially number 11. I cannot believe how well he was shooting the ball last night.
Yes, that's absolutely true. That's Roy Tisroylik for Point Hope. Charlie, nailing it from three-point land. Before, as Mac tried a three, and it was no good. Casadas will try a three off the back iron, rebounded by Gunderson. Over to the outlet for Mac. 1 minute remaining here, 13-5 in favor of Point Hope, but the pendulum may be swinging in favor of Sandpoint here late in the first quarter. Foul called there on Roy Tisroylik.
Ryder Gunderson.
Oh, was that one called on Sandpoint?
Yes.
Okay, so that one was on Ryder Gunderson, the other 11 for Sandpoint. Tisroylik, number 11 for Point Hope. Pump fake there, nice ball movement from the Harpooners. No look pass, swung over to the other side of the court. Nice look there from Casadas to change direction. Oh, man, he's way deep there. They are not intimidated by the deep threes, though. Penetrating middle, no good. Rebounded by Webster, but stolen, and that's good for two. Webster couldn't hang on.
Kirk with 4 points now.
And that's Kirk with four. Mac trying to penetrate middle, looking the dish, and a foul is called. So Raynell calling the foul. We'll grab who that one was on. I think it was on number 20 there, Abraham Kahuna, and that will be his first.
Ball is inbounded, and Colton with a crazy shot and gets it, and that is good for two.
Wow, what a shot there by Mac as he got that one to go. That was an athletic move there from Mac as he got the shot up, and it was good.
Mac has all of Sandpoint's 7 points and is looking great offensively right now.
So, yeah, 15-7 here as the first quarter is winding down, under 10 seconds. Mac with it. He'll look for the last shot. Sarns now in the game, seeing his first action. Mac again, no good. Rebounded, and that will be the end of the first quarter. We have a 15-7 point lead for Point Hope, but they were setting the pace early. But Sandpoint climbed right back, just like they did last night.
Yes, they did. They are as well.
So why don't you give us a point spread there, Elena?
All right, Abraham Kahuna, I don't know how to pronounce it, has 3 points and a foul, and Charlie with two fouls. Number 22, Kirk has 4 points and a foul. Al Lane with 4 points, and Mario Casadas with four. And Colton Mack, of course, with all 7 points, as I said before, and Ryder Gunnison with the foul, and Colton Mack with a foul as well.
So, yeah, Mack doing a lot of the heavy lifting last night as well for the Eagles. If he wasn't scoring, he was assisting.
Yes.
So he's the distributor for Sandpoint, and he's a big-time heavy lifter for them. We all know who he is, senior Colton Mack. One of the more talented players here in this region. So we'll see if the Harpooners can go and shut him down because, as Elena said, all 7 points hung up there by Mac. It'll be tick-a-gack ball, Lane with it. Sandpoint now showing man-to-man defense. Nice pump fake there, yeah.
Good and for three, number 11. Great three-point shooter.
Yeah, there he goes again. He lit it up last night. He lit it up against King Cove as well, and that's a big three there from Tisroylik. Mack now with it, trying to dish it to Gunderson. Another crazy shot there from Mack, and he was hit hard. That foul will go on number 22, Kalixon Kirk. That's his second, so a little bit of foul trouble there for Kirk. And Mac earned two shots from the stripe. Mac, a talented free throw shooter. He misses his first. Jesse Starnes now in for Sandpoint. It's Starnes, Mac, Smith, Ortega, and Gunderson. Tisroylik and Casadas. Al Lane. And Kirk for the Harpooners as Mac missed both of his free throws. That's a rare miss from him. Maybe the hit allowed him to miss those free throws. He's usually lights out from the line. Harpooners now with it. Looking around, good ball movement. Three-point shot there from Quesada.
Nice
rebounded.
Rebound by Jesse Starnes.
Great rebound. Yep, good block out there by Starnes.
Oh, turnover.
Yeah, Mack was looking for Starnes there, as he was last night, distributing to all of his players pretty equally. But Mack wasn't able to get that one quite on target, and it went off the hand of Starnes and out of bounds. But a good look there from Mack.
Yes, it was a great look, but Jesse just wasn't there.
Yep, Jesse just wasn't. I don't know if he was ready for the pass, and it was wound up being a turnover. Oh, did you see the call there, Elena? Not sure what.
Not sure either, but still Point Hope ball, and they're retaking it out at the standpoint hoop.
Oh, yep, and we'll be back down on the baseline there for Lane, and he will inbound to Cannon. Cannon with it over to Tazroyluk as he whips it down to Quesada.
Oh,
off the back iron, rebounded by Smith.
He's a big dude. There's no way. Really difficult to get a rebound over him.
Absolutely, and I'm sure that Elena could speak in testament to when the shift in the game's momentum. When Smith was out, there was a huge momentum swing in favor of the Harpooners. Couple turnovers as the teams trade turnovers, and Smith fires for three. No good, but rebounded by Starnes, who was a machine on the boards last night as well. Mack now with it, slowing things down. Screen there from Starnes. And, yeah, Colton trying to dish, as he was yesterday, to create some offense for his team. That one was off the hands of Gunderson. So the Eagles' hands looking a little sloppy here early as Mack's trying to distribute. 18-7 lead here. Sandpoint yet to score in this second quarter. Heavy pressure there from Ortega. And it's a turnover. And it's on the ground, foul there called on the ground as Mack was distributing to Starnes. And Raynell called the foul on number 22, 20. I believe.
I've seen 20.
20, we'll see when it goes up on the board. Yep, Elena was right, that was on number 20.
That's the second foul for Abraham Kauna.
Yeah, so two fouls there for Tazroyluk, Kauna, and Kirk. As Gunderson tries a short jumper, no good. 4-point hope. It's Lane, Tazroyluk, Casadas, Kirk, and Kauna. Turnover there. Nice pressure defense from Sandpoint. And we'll have another foul called there from Charles Mack.
That is on Joseph Ortega, and I believe that is his first foul.
Yep, so Sandpoint getting more aggressive here defensively, so the fouls are starting to tally up here on both teams. 6:06 remaining in the first half. Over to Cannon, then whipped back to Casadas. Nice pump fake. Foot was on the line on that one. That'll be only
they
two.
They called it a three.
Oh, looked like up here it was on a. It looked like his foot was on the line from here, but it was called a three there from Raynell. She had the best look at it. Oh, Ortega just can't find his stroke here early. But he had those 11 points in the second half last night. Nice ball movement from the Harpooners as they go to Chuchas Roylick. Back to Lane. Sandpoint now showing a 2-3 defense.
Quesada's for deep, and it's good.
And it's good there from Quesada's. He has a beautiful, beautiful stroke, and Sandpoint needs time. So Point Hope pushing the pace here a little bit, Elena.
Yep, there they are off with their 3 points again. It is 24-7, middle of the second quarter.
Yep, about 5 minutes remaining here in the half, and Point Hope on a huge tear here, 24-7, and Sandpoint has fallen back to that 2-3 defense, and as Elena can tell you easily, that 2-3 defense, what's open with the 2-3?
Always a three-point line. 2-3 defense, the wing or the corner is always open for a three, and it's really tough for the defense to get there.
That's right. So they're asking their guards to do a lot of heavy lifting there on the wings, a lot of switching, so we'll see if the defense has changed there from Coach Sargent. It'll be Sandpoint ball after the timeout. After the timeout, it's Mack, Gunderson, Starnes, Smith, and Ortega. Mack with it. Looking to move the ball, he does. Right back to him there from Smith. Mack with it. He drives baseline, looking to distribute, but it's a turnover. And there's
the cannon.
Down the cannon there for two. So that's the two-headed monster that Point Hope has. They're a dangerous threat from beyond the arc, but they are fast as lightning, those kids. So Point Hope really, really taking it to the Eagles here. And a body check is called by Raynell. We'll see who that one goes on. And that'll be a Point Hope's 16 fouls, so
that
one
is
more.
Charlie's third foul.
Charlie Tesroylik with three fouls. Oh, that's not good for Point Hope. He's, you don't want to lose him as he gets in early foul trouble, and he will take a seat. Nice defense there. Wolf Jackson checks in for Sandpoint.
Carl,
he's his first rebound.
Nice dish,
but no good from Smith. Oh, and Sarnes got hit hard. Good rebounding there. Two offensive boards by Sandpoint. One from Smith, one from Jackson. And Starnes put it up. Shot was no good, but he earns two shots from the free throw line. So Starnes and Jackson putting in very quality minutes from the bench both last night and it looks like tonight. So those two being asked to do some very, very heavy responsibility here for Sandpoint as Starnes knocks down his first. What'd you think of Starnes' rebounding last night?
Starnes was a great rebounder and played fantastic defensively. I remember one point when he went down for the steal, and I was just amazed on how fast he was running and how determined he was to get the ball.
Absolutely. He plays with an energy that only a freshman can show, and I can speak to that myself as I have a freshman here helping me broadcast. Starnes went one for one there from the line. Missed that second one. No, now 26-8 in favor of Point Hope. Nice move. Yeah, nice move there from Point Hope. They can really
Kirk
get into the paint.
Points.
Who was that with six?
That was Kirk.
Kirk with six for the Harpooners. Yeah, they can really get into the paint. So that it's tough to stop Point Hope because they work so hard to get to the paint, but they can also shoot those threes as Starnes gets a nice pull-up jumper from just outside the free throw line for his first two buckets of the game. First 2 points, I should say, as Lane now taking the point guard responsibilities. Deep three from Casadas. That one's no good. Rebounded by Mack. Mack pushing the tempo now for Sandpoint. He pulls up a jumper. No good. Rebounded.
Rebound Jesse Starnes.
Jesse Starnes.
And he puts it back.
Jesse Starnes coming out. This could be a coming out party for him tonight. As Starnes gets another huge offensive board and gets a putback for two, he has four.
Oh.
Yep, and here we go. Kind of same story as yesterday. We might have a comeback on our hands. Oh, and I spoke a little too soon.
Kirk again, I believe.
That
is his eighth point.
That was Kirk with his putback there as he got the offensive board and the putback, and it was good for two. He has eight. A little razzle-dazzle from Mack as he gets it down to Jackson. Jackson,
no good.
No good.
Jesse almost had that rebound as well, but he tipped it to the other team, and they are down on the other end of the floor.
And Lane with it now, as Point Hope has about 3 minutes left in this first half, so we'll see where they take it from here. Straight to the middle. Oh, and count it. Foul there called on Sandpoint as Kirk was able to penetrate. Where? The middle. That's where they always seem to go. They love that middle lane. So it's Kirk now on the free throw line. He has 10 leading all scorers. Well, him and Casadas leading all scorers for Point Hope. He'll go to the free throw line, try and get three the old-fashioned way.
Not sure who that foul was on, but
it'll come up on the board.
I don't think Sandpoint is close to any foul trouble, so that is good for them.
Yes, yeah, a good point there. I think it was on 23, Carl Smith. That's what shows up, and that is just his first, so no problem there for foul for neither team in any serious foul trouble with the exception of Tesroylik for the Harpooners. Nice entry there to Jackson as he puts on a nice move. Yeah, but I thought I saw a traveling violation there, and as did Calver as he blew his whistle for the traveling violation there on Jackson. And Jackson will take a break. Webster checks back in for Sandpoint. So we have Cannon with it now. Was that Casadas with another three, Elena?
Yes, that was. That is his 13th point of the game.
Yep, Casadas leading all scorers there. Oh, there's another dish from Mack to Starnes. And we saw that last night with Mack distributing to everybody in a white jersey for Sandpoint. And he nails that one again to Starn.
Right down the middle again is Kirk.
Yep, right down the pipe was Kirk, and they're taking it right at Smith. They're not intimidated by his height at all. As Mack gets into the lane, nice fancy move there from Mack as he gets a layup to go. Mack with 9. Mack and Starnes, the only scorers here
Casadas
for Sandpoint.
Again.
Oh, my goodness. Casadas again.
Imagine how difficult it is to play against this team when they are so great offensively with going to the paint and outside three-point shooting.
Yeah, they are tough. That two-headed monster that Point Hope is able to mount is tough to play defense on. Yeah, and it was tipped out by none other than Starnes. Yeah, over and back, though, on Webster as he was trying to save it as it was tipped by Starnes. And Webster had his foot in the backcourt, so an over and back violation there on Sandpoint. And it will be Harpooner's ball with 1:23 remaining, 40-16 here. So Point Hope weighing it on here in the first half. Casadas in and out.
Oh.
Almost had that one there to go, Elena, as it was in and out, and Sandpoint caught a break. Colton had the same thing happen to him on the other side as he tried a floater.
Nice.
And there's
hit.
That transition offense.
That is Cannon with the layup. He has 4 points now.
So a nice dish there from, I believe it was, Casadas to Cannon. Foul there called on the floor. So I think we should call it a three-headed monster there, Elena. They are great from three-point land, getting into the lane, and they also have that transition game. So it's very, very tough to play defense on this talented Point Hope team.
Yes, it is.
Ortega to the free throw line as they go to bonus. 1-1. Missed the free throw. But there'll be another foul called on Point Hope. And that will be on number 22. That's Kellickson Kirk. That will be his third. If it does go on him, in fact, and I believe it was.
Yes, it was. That is his second, actually.
That's just his second. Oh, we have 3 here on our mark, but the board only has 2, so I'm going to assume that they're right and we're wrong as Starnes goes to the free throw line for a 1-1. Nails the first one. There's Starnes with his 8th point of the ball game. So we're all alive here for this next free throw. 42-17 in favor of Point Hope. Starnes taking his time with the free throw, puts it up. No good.
No good.
And over and back, over
Carl
the back
Smith.
On Carl. Yep, as he reached over the back of number 20, that's Abraham Kahuna. Reached over his head. The height advantage doesn't matter. Can't do that, as that will be Smith's second foul, as he's not getting into the foul trouble that he was last night, and that's big for Sandpoint.
Yes.
Nice defense there from, you guessed it, Starnes. Starnes playing well. And Smith
nice rebound by Kirk. Oh, he almost had it.
Yeah, no putback there. Good defense there from Sandpoint, and they were able to get it back.
Behind the back pass, Colton's getting pretty dang fancy with his amazing passes for the assist.
He sure is.
Oh, travel is called on Ortega.
The razzle-dazzle from Mack is out in full fashion as he's trying to will his team back into this game before the half. It's 42-17 Point Hope with 25 seconds remaining. Clock ticking down quickly now. Sandpoint looking for a stop. Heavy pressure there from Ortega. Up into the hands of Cannon. Oh, that's down to Cannon. That was Lane. And he gets his to go. That's Cannon for 2. Right in the middle of the key. Mack now with it. Over to the corner for Webster. Good from 3. And there's Webster right at the buzzer to nail it for 3. We knew we had it in him. Webster was pretty silent yesterday. He had a silent 15 points, I should say. But he wasn't as huge a factor as he usually is for Sandpoint. And Sandpoint was able to cut it down to 22 there at the buzzer. So we'll take a short break here after Elena gives you a point rundown. And it is 44-20 in favor of Point Hope. So Point Hope really taking it to Sandpoint in the first half, just as yesterday. And a point breakdown here from Elena.
All right, Tony Webster with 3 points. He just hit that last 3 before the buzzer. And then you got Colton Mack with 9. Jesse Starnes with 8, playing an amazing game. And then you got Charlie with 3 for, what is it, Point Hope. And then you got Jalen Cannon with 4. Abraham with 3. Kellickson Kirk with 14, playing an amazing game down low. Have never seen much better. Then you got Al Lane with 4 and Mario Casares with 16 playing a great game inside and outside of the arc.
Yeah, so creating a lot of offenses, Casares, for his team, just as Mac does. We'll take a short break here. Don't leave us, though. Despite the big deficit, Sandpoint was able to mount a huge comeback in yesterday's game. So I'm sure that they will have some answers here in the second half as Elena and I will take a short break and punt it back to Marissa. Okay, welcome back. Second half action here. Point Hope ball with a missed shot there from Sandpoint as Casadas brings it up. Over to Lane. Sandpoint in a 2-3 defense, but a very spread out 2-3. Nice move there.
There's Kirk again.
There's a nice move there from Kirk as he gets his 16. Bucket to go. That's 16 points for Kirk, if I heard Elena correctly. Is that what you said, Elena?
Yes, he is playing phenomenal on offense. Not seeing much of him on defense, but I hope he shows up in the second half.
Yeah, Kirk playing phenomenal offense here. 16 points, having a monster game for Point Hope. They're now up 46-20. Sandpoint fighting hard, not giving up. Nice defense there from Smith as he corrals the rebound. And off we go for Colton. He tears up the floor. Tries a jumper, no good. Tipped by Point Hope. It will be Sandpoint ball as Jackson checks in for Gunderson. He must have picked up a foul there, Elena. We might have missed one there on Gunderson. We'll see. We'll check in with that later. Smith tries a jump shot, no good, as he got way up there on that jump shot. But it was no good.
Point Hope ball. Taking it out, and you got Cannon dribbling up the floor.
Okay, so Cannon with it now. Over to Casadas. He pump fakes to Tezroyluk. Didn't see much of Tezroyluk because of foul trouble, but he's a huge factor of this team. As they get it over to him, a lot of ball movement here from the Harpooners as they go inside on
nice
Smith.
Great
pump fake there by Kirk. Got his man Smith in the air, but wasn't able to convert. Max skies up for 2. Nice jump shot. He got at least a foot in the air there, did Mac, with that jump shot, and got it to go off the glass. Beautiful shot. Casadas off the front iron. No good, but rebounded by Lane. Another rebound. That one was no good. Tipped out by Webster. Foot was on the line, though, says Raynell. And it will be black ball. Harpooners retain possession. Jackson takes a seat, and Ortega comes in. Or no, that was Starnes coming in. I'm not surprised. Oh, and it was a hard foul there on that Starnes committed. And he pulled up, and he might have twisted his ankle there. Yep, and the foul goes on Starnes as he swung his arm. And the refs say that he was in the process of shooting, so that will be Mario Casadas going to the free throw line for 2. So the Harpooners showing more of the same here in the second half. Pushing the ball, still looking at those threes. As Casadas misses his first attempt.
Didn't get to silence the crowd this time.
No, he didn't. I've been chatting with this Mario Casadas. He's a pretty cool guy. Keeps a light attitude on the court. But keeps it real smooth as he nails that second free throw. So nothing really gets in this young man's head. As Mac tears up the sideline, whips it over to Webster. Webster now down to the corner. 2 Eagles there. That's not right. Sling over to Smith. Smith. Boom. Smith hits for 3. Nails the 3 there for Smith. And now it's Lane.
First points of the game for Carl Smith.
Oh, and that's a huge factor. As he would drop 21 last night. So if that's his first 3, then that was definitely a priority for the Harpooners. As Abraham Lane goes right down memory lane and goes right in the middle. And that's an easy layup there for 2. Nice pass there. I thought Starnes was going to take that shot. He had the bucket. Denied it, though. Tried to whip it out to Webster. And Sergeant told him. He said, hey, you were wide open, brother. I'm going to shoot that basketball. Pump fake there by Casadas. Pump fake by Tezroyluk. Off the iron.
That was a deep 3. Almost had it, too. He is an amazing 3-point shooter.
You know, I don't want to speak too soon, Elena, but this is kind of how things started yesterday in the second half for Point Hope. What was the first thing to go in their game? Their 3. And awake comes Smith. Yep.
Gets to end one and gets to have a nice little trip to the free throw line.
Yeah, nice shot up to the free throw line. He'll try and get that three-point play, that precious three-point play. Smith, a strong shooter from the line. Nails it. 3 points there for Smith, and he's got five here early. And that was the same thing yesterday. Smith woke up in the second half and really led that comeback for Sandpoint. Yep. Foul on the floor. Joe will call that one on Starnes. So that'll be Starnes' third, I believe.
I got second, but yep, that is his second. And usually he gets into deep foul trouble, but maybe he'll be able to pull it off this second half.
Yeah, there you go. Nice offensive rebounding by Point Hope, and they drew another foul. So Sandpoint getting a little slap happy here in the second half, trying to play tough D. But Point Hope's not the team you want to foul because they're a very good free throw shooting team.
Yes, they are.
As Lane goes to the line for two, as the foul went on
Jesse Starnes
with back-to-back fouls early here in the second half. 5 minutes even remaining here. Four fouls already for Sandpoint in this third quarter, and it's 50-28. So still some heavy lifting here for Sandpoint to do in this second half if they want to have a chance to come back.
You're listening to KSDP Sandpoint and K201DA King Cove, Alaska.
And now we have a long three-pointer there from Mack over to Starnes. Tipped to Ortega.
Oh, rejected by, I believe that was Al Lane.
Yeah, Al Lane sent that back in the face of Ortega and then tore up the floor, and that was number 12.
Jalen Cannon,
netting another 2 points, so that makes 18 for him. Is that right, Elena?
You're looking at the wrong thing.
Oh, that's
Jalen
Kirk
Cannon
with 16.
Has 6 points.
Yeah, Cannon with six. No, that's good correction there from Elena, as that's 16 for Kirk and just six for Cannon. Lane with it now. 2-3 defense from Sandpoint with Wolf Jackson in the middle. So Smith has been subbed out here. And a foul called there on the Harpooners. And that one, not sure who that one was on, but we'll see it up on the board here momentarily. 4:19 remaining. Webster in the corner for three. Boom! Webster nails the three.
That is Webster's second three of the game, and it goes in. He is an amazing three-point shooter.
Rebounded by Starnes off the miss from Tizroylik. Colton getting to the middle, tries to dish it over to Ortega, but Tizroylik contested the pass and tipped it out of bounds. And now Abe Bravo will come in for the fouling Jesse Starnes as he needs a break. Nice drive there from Ortega, but couldn't get the bucket to go. And we're off, and the Harpooners are running. And that's another 2 points for Cannon, as he now has eight. So yeah, these Point Hope kids are very well conditioned. Running the floor up and down.
Yes. All of Jalen Cannon's points came off of fast breaks. He is a very small guy, and he can run super fast.
Yeah, he is quick, and he is getting into those in that transition game. Jackson with for two of them. A nice dish there from Mack. And Jackson gets an easy bucket in the paint for two. 55-33, still in favor of Point Hope. Off the hands of Tizroylik, but he regains. Nice trap there. Mack tips and gets it. Mack surveying the floor, tips it over to Bravo, to Ortega. Ortega pulls up, misses. And Ortega struggling from the field. Smith also struggling from the field, and he's off. Even though Smith only has those two fouls, he's sitting down. Possibly something we don't know about there, as Lane pulls up from the elbow and knocks it in for two.
That is Al Lane's 10th point of the game.
So the scoring is coming from all over the floor for Point Hope as Mack pulls up for three, in and out, no good. And here comes Casadas tearing it up the floor. Oh, over to Tizroylik, don't leave him. And it goes off the front iron.
Gets his own rebound.
Gets his own
phenomenal
board.
Hustle.
Yep, and there's Casadas for three. And he says, give it to me, I'll nail the three. And Casadas knocks it down. And he is having a huge monster game and just effective all over the floor. Razzle dazzle from Mack. Dribbles straight into a trap. And Mack needs time because he was swarmed by Harpooners. And, yeah, you know, these Tiggagak Harpooners are just totally amped up in this game, Elena.
Yes, they are. I don't think they want the same thing to happen them that happened last night. Standpoint came back with an amazing deficit and won the game.
That's right. Yes, Elena said it. I think that Point Hope came into this game with a bit of a chip on their shoulders. After last night's blown lead, they had a huge lead, 15 points at one time in that first half. But Sandpoint came all the way back and won 77-71 and was able to take the win. But I don't know. Time is going to become an issue here for the Eagles, as it's now 60-33. And Elena's going to give you a point breakdown as we have a full timeout with 20 seconds remaining. Go ahead, Elena.
Tony Webster with 6 points. Mac with 11. Wolf Jackson has 2, Carl Smith with 5, and you got Jesse Sons with 8. For the Harpooners, you got Charlie with 3, and Jalen Cannon with 8, all from fast breaks. And you got Abraham with 3 points, and Kirk with 16, working great in the paint. You also got Al Lane with 10 points, and Mario Casadas with 20, having an amazing game.
So 3 Harpooners in double figures here. While the Sandpoint Eagles are relying heavily on Mac, as they often do, and Mac the only one in double figures for Sandpoint. So there's your story right there. Well-balanced attack from Point Hope is able, and that's allowing them to score in a lot of different ways. As Mac throws up a 3 and it's off the front iron, and you can tell from Mac's body language, he may be getting a little tired here in this game as he has been playing every minute of every game here for Sandpoint. Yep, that'll be a foul on Webster as he got a little physical trying to get that rebound over Cannon.
That is Anthony Webster's first foul.
First foul there for Webster, so no trouble for him. No real trouble here for Sandpoint. I'm a bit surprised that Smith's not on the floor, Elena. There might be something going on that we don't know about.
Yep, maybe Coach just wants to sit down, have a little chat with him, make sure he has his A game on.
That's right, quite possibly, but I'm sure we'll see Smith back in here momentarily. When he's off the floor, Sandpoint struggles inside. Oh, he was way deep, was Casadas, as he thought about that 3. And there was a little bit of a chop of the feet there by number 20. That was Abraham Kahuna as he chopped his feet with the ball. Well, that's a traveling violation. Turnover on the Harpooners. Sandpoint ball. Mac with it now. It's Mac, Bravo, Jackson, Webster, and Ortega. Jackson setting the screen for Mac as Mac gets into the paint. Tipped out of his hands, over to Ortega, and off the iron. Ortega still hanging up, 0 points here. Yep, that was a travel too. I saw it from up here. Good call there from Calver as Kahuna chopped his feet, and he was called for the travel. Oh, sorry, that was Cannon with the travel. He moves so fast, sometimes it's hard to see his number, as he's a short guy with a lot of speed. That time he just got a little too choppy with his feet. Way downtown was Mac off the front iron again, but rebounded by Bravo. Whipped over to Ortega. Ortega with it. Jackson in the high post. Over to Mac. Over to Webster. And that was another traveling violation there. So three straight traveling violations there, Elena, as that one was called on Webster.
Yep, I guess it's just trying to go a little bit of a walk in the park, but can't have that in basketball.
That's right. When you have that basketball, you cannot go walking with it, and that's three straight traveling violations.
Nice shot by
good
Charlie.
Good defense there from Jackson, but no more you can do as Charlie Tzroylik might be a bit of a mismatch there for Jackson. Webster in the corner.
And hits it.
Boom.
Prize there.
3 threes all from the corner for Webster, so I have a feeling that might be his sweet spot. Mack now with it, or guarding. Over to Casadas. He might pull up there. He does.
Oh, no good.
Off the iron.
Nice dish.
Nice dish there. You said it. And rebounded by Bravo, but a little bit of a mental error there was Bravo. As he kind of flipped it right out of bounds.
Yep, just thinking too far ahead of his game, trying to get it to Colton Mack, who just wasn't there.
And he just lost control of it. It went out of bounds. That's a turnover on Bravo. Cannon with it. Gets it over to Casadas. Pump fake. Casadas.
You got Kirk wide open at the high post. Nobody feeding it to him yet. He's been working great down low so far in this game.
Yeah, Kirk really, thanks for mentioning that there. Kirk really is their only presence down low as the Harpooners don't have a lot of height. So Kirk is doing a lot of that heavy lifting. as that was number 20, Abraham Kauna, trying to get a shot up at the buzzer, and but it was no good, and the buzzer went off. Quick third quarter here, and it's already expired. It's 62-36 in favor of Point Hope, and the Eagles have a huge deficit here headed into the fourth quarter. Yesterday they had a deficit going into the fourth quarter, but it wasn't close to this. They were down, I think, 6. So they'll be asked to come way farther back in this fourth quarter. What do you think they can do it, Elena?
Well, anything's possible. I mean, yesterday I had no clue that Sandpoint had the mental toughness to get back into their game and win it, but apparently they did, and they came out with a W, and who knows, it could happen again anytime.
Yep, so stay tuned here with us as Elena and I will be giving you this feed straight to the final buzzer. As Sandpoint, we'll see what kind of grit, we'll see what they're made of here in this fourth quarter. If they're able to chip away this lead slowly and surely, or if Point Hope will go ahead and run away with this one. We'll see. Stay tuned, folks. Here we go. It'll be Point Hope ball. So we'll get a nice look here at the Sandpoint defense and see what kind of pressure they bring here. 8 minutes to go. Fourth quarter.
Yep, 62-36 in favor of Point Hope, and Point Hope has the ball to start it off with in the beginning of fourth quarter.
It will be Webster, Mack, Starnes. Oh, then there's some, oh, he tried to go up on that one, did Lane. Total mental lapse there on Sandpoint. They were defending the wrong side of the court. So I'm sure that Coach Sargent's getting a little frustrated as there's a turnover on Webster. Come on, Sandpoint, stay with us here. Stay in this one. Thought about a pull-up, did Lane, as he gets it over to Zroiluk. Guarded by Ortega.
Great defense by Joseph Ortega.
Great defense, but even
Point
better hustle.
Remains with the ball, though.
Yeah, rebounded by Starnes, and Mack tearing it up. And he had four harpooners on him, and he still tried to get that shot up. It was no good. Webster with a pump fake, gets to the elbow, over to Smith. He's back in now. He drains the three. Smith from the wing for three.
Smith is a great player outside and inside the court. It's just amazing how well he does.
Yeah, he is. With his height, he is such a threat inside and outside. And he has that major height advantage here. So if he can work those threes and get inside and maybe post up, you may have some offensive enlightenment for Sandpoint. And a no switch there on the screen by Sandpoint, and they're looking a little flat defensively. We'll see what Smith does. He gets up. Contested that layup. Nice job there by Smith. Oh, behind the back pass by Mack. Up to Ortega, but no good. Elena, we've watched Sandpoint a lot this season. I don't know if I've seen Ortega this cold in any of the games I've watched Sandpoint play this season.
You're right. Ortega is usually a great player. Today was one of his breakout seasons, I think, anyways.
Absolutely, I'd agree.
He really hasn't found any of his game yet. He remains with no points, but is helping extraordinarily on defense.
Yes, he is. So he's struggling offensively, but trying to help his team defensively, not giving up either, as he's a tough kid, really working hard out there. And I think we're in 1-1 here, yeah, I think.
Yep. Sandpoint has one too many fouls.
Mm-hmm. And so it'll be 7 fouls for Sandpoint.
It'll be Cannon headed to the free throw line.
Cannon headed to the line as that foul went on Mack. That's his second. So Mack with 2 fouls. No real foul trouble here for Sandpoint with the exception of
Jesse Starnes
with 3.
Cannon nails the first one.
Yeah, and this hot free throw shooting from Point Hope, they're a well-disciplined team. I got a chance to talk to their coach, Doug Jolly. He loves coaching these boys. Very charismatic, very polite, and just really good ball players.
Oh, misses a second. Jesse Starnes with the rebound and pushing it up to Colton at the side of the floor, who dribbles right in between all of them, right to the middle of the key, gets it no good.
Rebounded by none other than Starnes, but he threw it away, turned over, picked off by Cannon. As he got to the lane, he got it to Tzroiluk. Did you see what happened there, Elena? I couldn't see that play.
Bounce pass to Tzroiluk, who just wasn't low enough to get the pass.
Okay, so it was just an out of bounds there. And Mack now with it, trying to create some offense. Looking. And, yep, Raynell says, your foot was on the line there, Colton. Oh, no, we'll have a foul on the floor. I thought she pointed to the baseline. But it'll be a foul on number 22 for Point Hope. That's Kalixon Kirk. Looks like his third foul. It'll be Mack underneath the basket, inbounding to Starnes, blocked from behind there, but it got back to Mack, and he puts it in. Big time block there by Kirk, but Colton got it back and put it in for two. Number 30 there, that's Casadas with it, working against the younger Starnes. That's a mismatch.
Nice pass by Casadas.
Starnes working hard, but he got two hands around the body of Kirk and fouled.
Jesse Starnes is in serious foul trouble now with four.
Uh-oh, Starnes better watch himself. Now he has four fouls, so he needs to really be careful. They don't want to lose his hustle, Elena.
No, he is great on rebounding and defense. As I said before, last night game, I was just so amazed by how well defensively he was.
Yeah, Jesse Starnes, just a freshman, but putting in real quality minutes here. Sandpoint with a bit of an older team, huge team as well, so the freshmen don't get a lot of minutes. But Starnes chipping his way into the lineup as the 1-1 was no good and rebounded by Starnes. Ortega now with it. He passed it up to Smith. Smith, boom! Smith nails the three. And now Smith is waking up, but it might be too little, too late for Sandpoint as they're down by 21 to Point Hope. Right to the middle. And that's a layup.
Cannon again.
Cannon in the. He is so quick getting to the middle, Elena. And Smith could not recover quick enough to properly contest.
Colton Mack, from deep.
No, air ball. And Mack getting visibly frustrated on the floor as he misses that three. Mack very tough himself. I know he won't give up. Senior, captain of the squad. Webster defending to Lane, but he gets all the way around him. No help defense there. And that's been the story here, Elena, is there really hasn't been much help in the paint for Sandpoint.
Yes, you are right. Sandpoint, they're a great team offensively and defensively, just not showing up very much today. Carl missing his first three of the game, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Playing great games so far.
I think you're right. I think that was Smith's first miss. And if there's one message that Coach Sargent will say to his team, it's that you just simply need to help when you're playing defense. One guy gets beat, somebody needs to step up. Webster in the corner.
Sweet spot. Oh.
No good.
Oh.
God, that's too bad there. A little bit of bad luck there for Webster as it bounced off the back iron, but hit the cable above the rim and did bounce in, but that's a no good because of the hit on the cable up there.
Yep, all three of the referees called it no good, but amazing shot by Anthony Webster just wasn't good enough.
Yep, couldn't avoid that wire there. A little bit of bad luck, but that happens. Looks like we had a foul there on Casadas. Yep, that's just his first. He's having a great game, Elena.
Yes, he is. Last night he played a great game, just not as well as this one tonight.
Yeah, this one he's looking real good as Ortega tries for three off the back iron. No good, and whips it down, but stolen by Ortega. So he makes up for his miss with great defense. Mack now with it. He'll try and create. He flips it over to Webster. He'll try.
Webster tries it again. Oh, no good from the corner.
Off the iron there was Webster as he tried again. No good, and it will be Point Hope ball with 4 minutes remaining, 69-44 in favor of Point Hope.
Nice little stutter step by Casadas, who dishes it to Kirk at the left block, who misses the shot and is fouled.
Yeah, and I thought that it looked like Casadas was going to go all the way there because, once again, no help defense. Nobody came and helped. He decided to dish it, and there was that foul there. Did you see who that one went on, Elena?
Jesse Starnes fouled out of the game with 4 minutes left.
Yeah, and there goes Starnes. So he gets a round of applause from the crowd as he played a tremendous game yet again. But he will foul out there.
Yeah, Jesse Starnes played great defensively and offensively with boards and everything.
Yep, and in checks Ryder Gunderson for Starnes. Starnes may have just sent a message to his team. I'm going to get more minutes. As this is Kirk at the line, he misses. He'll get two, though. This is his first. Number 23 checking in, that's John Frankson. That's his first time we'll see Frankson in this tournament for Point Hope, so we'll see what he brings in. Cannon and Frankson talking around midcourt, getting him set up there to get some minutes in. As Kirk, the big man for Point Hope, the lone big man, knocks in one of two free throws. Mack now with it. Long three. No good. In and out. Rebounded by Gunderson. Nice pass by Colt, by Ryder. Got it to Webster. And Webster got the easy shot right below the block. 70-46 here. 3:36 remaining in this championship game. But like I said, Point Hope, if they take it, then we'll have another game tomorrow, which could wind up being the championship game itself. So very, very thrilling action here from the three teams. And it will be, oh, man, very physical there from Ortega as he got the foul.
That was a nice pass by Casadas. I swear he sees the floor all the time, everywhere. No-look passes and everything. He is a great assist leader and just having a phenomenal game tonight.
Yeah, obviously a great scorer as well, but really brings it defensively. He is just constant energy on the floor. He's always lifting up his teammates. Great job from Casadas. He's playing extremely well. Colton Mack chatting with his bench, trying to figure out what Coach Sargent wants done out there on the floor for the final few minutes of the game as Wolf Jackson checks in for Webster. Webster will take a seat, 70-46 now. And that's the new man, isn't it there, Elena, at the free throw line?
Yes, it is. It is John Frankson.
And he
sinks his first point of the game, making his free throw.
Gets that one to go, 71-46 now. Mack pulls up for three. Boom! Now Mack gets it going. And full court pressure here from the Eagles.
Mack with 16 points now.
Oh, Mack, yeah, always lights up the scoring sheet. Good job getting your hands on it there, Joe, as he was able to call the jump ball. And 50% of the time, it's going to be a turnover. And that's what happens on that jump ball. It'll be Ryder inbounding it to Mack. 71-49, still in favor of Point Hope. 10 fouls, though, for Sandpoint, so they need to be careful. They don't want to put this talented free-throw shooting team at the line to extend their lead. Colton pulls up again, way deep. No good. Rebounded by Jackson. Good hustle. Pulls up. No good. Rebounded
by Smith. Great hustle by Sandpoint.
Yeah, two offensive boards.
Oh,
Ortega,
Joseph almost had it.
Ortega
just not
needs
finding
one.
His offense tonight.
Yeah, Ortega needs one to go. He's just having such a tough night from the field. But four offensive boards there from Sandpoint, as I think Point Hope might have been sleeping on that possession as they couldn't grab a rebound.
That was foul on Matthew.
That's on Casadas, yeah.
Not Casada.
Oh, Nukupagic.
Yeah, no way I was going to be able to pronounce that name.
Yeah, we're doing our best here with these names. And Nukupagic was the foul. And Ryder Gunderson nails his first two free throws. Nice job. Cannon with it now. Over to Kirk. Kirk gets inside. Wow, what a move. Nice left-handed finish there by Kirk. As Mack brings it down, looking to get inside, throws it over to Ortega. Smith for three. Boom. Smith having a good second half. But it, like I said, it might be too little too late here for Sandpoint. Might not be able to come all the way back from this huge deficit they're on now. Cannon finds his lane. Sandpoint is having a tough time shutting down that paint. And I tell my team all the time, if you can't shut down the paint, can't win ball games.
Cannon and going down the floor again. Speedy Gonzalez pulls it up, and it's good for two.
Yeah, so Harpooner's really, really moving well now as the pace is increasing big time. And here we go again. Casada's tearing up the floor this time. He puts some moves on Gunderson, and he dishes it over to. That
yes,
was a great dish there to Kirk.
Casada's has a great view of the court. Amazing pass again to
Kirk. Boom! Mack hits from three. So just both teams trading baskets now. That's not going to work with almost a 30-point deficit, though. Sandpoint needs to get some stops, and it's going to happen in the paint.
Yes, you cannot only play in the fourth quarter.
Well, the offense is there, but the defense still hasn't shown up. I spoke a little too soon. Good steal by Colton. Nice move down low as he draws the foul there on Lane.
And that is Lane's first foul, so no serious foul trouble for him at all.
And Mack will go to the free throw line for his. Well, this is his second trip to the line. Usually you see him get to the line a little bit more.
Yeah, and earlier he missed both of his free throws, which is unusual, but
he
misses the third one.
Yeah, that is very uncharacteristic of Colton as he misses another free throw. So it is senior night here, and we do have senior Joseph Bravo checking in for his first minutes of the game. So nice job there from Coach Sargent to get him some minutes. And, man, yeah, Colton Mack 0 for 4 from the line. That's a very, very strange, uncharacteristic there from him. Yep, and it'll be about a minute left here in this game, and this is, I don't think, yeah, Sandpoint won't be able to come back from this one. So Sargent kind of waving a white flag here with about a minute remaining in the game as Mack has it, getting his seniors on the floor, and let's see what Colton can do as it goes off the brick.
Nice rebound by Joshua Bravo.
Oh, and Bravo.
Almost had it.
Bravo gets a nice offensive board and works his way to the free throw line, and you love seeing that. When Bravo can get in there, get some good get a good rebound, and get to the free throw line, see if he can get on the score sheet.
Yep. You got Joshua Bravo as a senior making his trip to the free throw line. I think the first time this tournament, but has been playing greatly against all the teams so far.
Yeah, and Bravo misses his first free throw. You have the Bravo boys on the floor for Sandpoint, along with Edmund Cumberledge. He checks in for Sandpoint as well.
Oh, almost had it.
Wolf with the rebound. No good with the putback. Abe Bravo with the putback. Another offensive rebound by Jackson. He tries a nice move and gets it to go. Way to go, Wolf,
that
as he gets
Jackson,
a two-pointer.
4 points of the game, and there are 35 seconds left with Point Hope ahead by 20 points.
Yeah, so Point Hope icing this game here with under 20. But Sandpoint still playing hard, not giving up. Good effort there from both teams. Another travel. That one called on Cannon. He had the other travel also. Yep, and Coach Sargent will get his bench in there. And that's number 3 checking in for Sandpoint. That's Justin Mobeck. As well as number 45, that's Tyler Masaggio checking in for Sandpoint as well, getting some time on the floor. Nice job there from Coach Sargent. Oh, silly foul
Colton
there,
Mack
Joe.
Colton Mack was just put on the bench to let some of his other players come into the game before the game
So Colton Mack and Colton Mack gets the big senior send-off there to get the round of applause as the game is well out of reach here for Sandpoint. As there was a foul there on Joseph Bravo, and it looks like Kirk at the line. Yep, this game out of reach here for Sandpoint, so that means that Point Hope and King Cove will play a critical game tomorrow. And if King Cove is able to pull off the upset against Point Hope, they lost to them earlier today, but if they can pull off the upset, we'll have a three-way tie for first place. And it'll go down to point differential to decide the champion.
That was actually Al Lane at the free throw line. He made the first, missed the second, and got his own rebound, but foul was called.
Oh, Edmund got the ball there on the inbound, but traveled. Yeah, thank you for the correction there. That was Lane at the free throw line, and he missed it and then got his own rebound. Good hard work. But Cumberledge just committed a traveling violation, so it will be Point Hope ball. Cannon over to, that'll be another travel. Basket won't count as there was a traveling on number 33. That's
Matthew Nkupagik. I tried.
No, that was good. Nkupagik, I think that's as close as we're going to get. Edmund pulls up.
Oh,
no good.
Almost had it.
Edmund tried a three-point shot. Looked like he was unintentionally poked in the eye, but he tried that three. No good. Whoa, Point Hope hanging up an 80-point. Victory here over Sandpoint, 80-59. So they got their revenge on the Eagles today.
Yes, they did. And we'll have a great game between the King Cove T-Jacks and Point Hope Harpooners tomorrow.
So 80-59 in favor of Point Hope. Elena's going to give you the score sheet. And then, Marissa, you can take it from there. We have awards coming here from Sandpoint. So I'm going to go help out on the floor with those awards. Over to you, Elena.
All right, so we've got Tony Retzler with 11 points, Ryder Gunnarsson with 2, and then you have Colton Mack with 19, with the highest of the Sandpoint Eagles. You got Carl Smith with 11, Wolf Jackson with 4, Jesse Starnes with 11, and that is it for the Sandpoint Eagles. And for the Point Hope Harpooners, you got Charlie with 15, Jalen Cannon with 15, or correction, sorry, Charlie with 5 points and Jalen Cannon with 15, Abraham Kauna with 3. You got Kirk with 21, high of the game. Allen with 15. John Frankson with 1, one of the free throws. And Mario Casadas with 20. And that is wrapped up with the game. And over to you, Marissa.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Yep, thank you.